Hey, buongiorno.
Buongiorno a te. Do you speak Italian or just these few words?
I know buongiorno, I know pizza,
Yeah.
I know grazie.
Okay, grazie, is okay. You can use it at least two of out of three tomorrow. Quindi conosce le parole tipiche italiane, anche buongiorno e grazie, insomma, sicuramente le potrà utilizzare domani. Allora, intanto voglio sapere se è la prima volta che vengono nel nostro paese, se conoscevano Janet Mage. Is this the first time you come to Italy? Is the first time you get to know Nutmeg? You were aware of this festival before or not?
No, actually, it's kind of funny. We were just in Italy in November. We played in Forlì in Genova, but apparently Nitmage has been trying to contact us for like 6 months, but they were doing it on MySpace, and who uses MySpace anymore? So I had no idea about it until like just about a month ago, and they finally emailed us on a regular email account, and we're like, oh, come back to Italy in like a month? Sure, why not?
Ok, allora hanno detto sono stati già in Italia, a Genova e a Forlì, ma in realtà non sapevano niente di Netmage e quelli di Netmage hanno tentato di contattarli per mesi sul loro MySpace, ma sfortunatamente è accaduto che loro il MySpace non lo guardano più di tanto e quindi soltanto quando Netmage è riuscita a contattare attraverso un indirizzo normale di posta elettronica, ecco che è entrata la comunicazione è andata a buon fine e sono stati invitati a tornare in Italia. Loro sono un mese fa ed hanno deciso subito di tornare. Allora, la band ha pubblicato l'ultimo disco sulla Po Tracks, che è l'etichetta di Animal Collective, quindi avete già capito un po' che tipo di musica viene fatta e quindi mi chiedo se avevano già in testa questa idea di musica tra lo psichedelico, il tribale e cose di questo tipo. So what was the path of the band to reach to Po Tracks, and did you have in your mind this kind of idea of tribalistic and psychedelic music in a way, or is this something that actually arrived in bits?
Whoa, that is a very long answer you probably don't want. I don't know, it all happened really organically. I can't really say like what happened first, like the idea for the sound or the sound itself. I feel like it's almost like asking like what comes first, like the idea that you're going to be born, or like are you just born? Does this happen? It's sort of just, I feel like sounds inform sounds, and we just started experimenting around and building on each other. And yeah, I mean, we were a band for like 3 years before, and even before that, we had like a high school band for like another like 4 years or so. So we all know each other pretty well in terms of playing music.
But did you actually start with this kind of sounds or?
No, not at all. Oh my God.
Yeah, it would be quite weird, you know. So I was actually very curious about the kind of moment or period when you actually steered towards this kind of sounds.
Basically, in high school, when we started out, we did not sound like this at all. It was like, I don't know, trying to be like Blink-182 at its best. You know that band?
Trying to be what?
Like Blink-182, I don't know, like pop punk or
I
something.
see.
Yeah. And then I don't know, I feel like what happened was I moved out of Florida, and I went to art school, and I took actually a really long break from music, and I studied mostly film. And I feel like, honestly, like learning about like experimental film and stuff like really informed the way I started reapproaching songwriting, because I didn't write any songs for like about 2 years, and then it was just like so obvious that that's what I needed to be doing again. But it was only after like taking a lot of experimental film classes and just sort of looking at like reapproaching sound as you would something visual, and like looking at structures within songs, like edits within a film or something,
So you had a kind of, I will translate all that, but just a very last bit of question. So you had a kind of visual approach for a new approach to the music from a kind of virgin point of view, musically speaking, but not visually speaking.
From a what point of view?
From a musical point of view, it was something like a blank page. Again, but
yeah,
it was formed by images and moving images and these experimental films you mentioned.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, okay. So, let me just translate all that. Allora, la risposta, come avete capito, è piuttosto lunga e complessa. Cercherò di riassumerla. Dunque, il punto è che tutto quello che è successo alla band è successo in maniera molto organica, sperimentando, continuando a suonare e in un percorso molto lungo, insomma, di diversi anni. Per quanto riguarda la sua vita dal punto di vista musicale, ci sono state diverse tappe. C'è stata una tappa al liceo, comunque alla scuola superiore, in cui c'era un approccio magari più punk, e dopodiché invece entrando alla scuola d'arte c'è stata la necessità di fermare completamente il rapporto con la musica, e invece il rapporto è diventato qualcosa di molto più legato ai film e alle arti visive. Questa cosa ha fatto sì in qualche modo che la musica ritornasse, ma filtrata attraverso le immagini, soprattutto le immagini di film sperimentali, e quindi di conseguenza anche della musica legata ai film sperimentali. Quindi un approccio molto più astratto che comunque è durato 2 anni, cioè Tarraca è rimasta 2 anni senza scrivere alcun tipo di musica. Quindi da un approccio musicale normale si è passati a una totale assenza di musica, e attraverso di nuovo i film e i film sperimentali e quindi l'arte visiva si è tornati di nuovo in qualche modo a fare musica. What about the Paul tracks? When actually did you get in touch with them?
Ah, okay. That was last March. It was really by accident, really. We were down in Texas. There's like a music festival, South by Southwest, every year that we go and play. And it was like the day before the festival had even started. There was just like our friends were throwing a show, and we were like, hey, let's go hang out with them. And we went, and they're like, hey, you guys are all here. You want to just like hop in and play really quick? Like, this band just dropped out. We're like, well, sure, duh, whatever, you know. And so we like went and played, and Dave Portner, or ABTR, I guess is his Animal Collective name, he saw us. He was in the audience. And he was just like, whoa, you guys just like kind of came out of nowhere. Who are you? And we were also just sort of like, wow, like you kind of came out of nowhere too. We weren't expecting you to be here. So we just, I don't know, started talking with each other.
Okay.
And, and within like a couple, I mean, he got some merch from us. And I guess he gave it a listen, and he came and saw another one of our shows. And he was just like, hey, you want to put something out on Podtrack?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was really just sort of like an accident. Like, I didn't even recognize him. I mean, like, I'm you know, listened to a lot of Animal Collective in high school and stuff, but I never really, like, looked at what they looked like or whatever. And so I didn't recognize him at all.
Ok, allora praticamente tutto è successo a marzo, quindi una cosa molto fresca. Erano al South by Southwest, addirittura il giorno prima che iniziasse il festival, e c'è stato un momento in cui, in uno dei set che vengono creati così, c'è stato un momento di buco. Loro erano là, gli è stato chiesto di suonare al volo, se gli andava, insomma, di salire sul palco e suonare. Loro hanno accettato, hanno fatto questo piccolo showcase, e non sapevano però non sapevano chi ci fosse nel pubblico. Nel pubblico c'era Aveter, appunto, di Animal Collective, che dopo averli visti suonare ha detto: accidenti, ma voi chi siete, da dove venite? Si sono, insomma, iniziati a conoscere, ed ecco qua il rapporto con l'etichetta. L'ultima domanda riguarda Netmage, e quindi riguarda il live che faranno per Netmage. Hanno fatto un live ad hoc e con video, vogliamo sapere di che cosa si tratta. For Netmage, you actually prepared prepared a specific live with a video. Can you tell us what it's about, and without, of course, spoiling the surprise? Yeah, okay.
Well, hold on one second. Still kind of a zombie. Well, we didn't prepare the video. We have a friend that actually was in this band, Teeth Mountain, that we toured with a lot when we first started out. And so he is going to be doing some live video feed with like some prisms and all his own stuff. And we're sort of, the theme of the show is I want my life back. Because, hey, it's 2011. It's a new year. 2010 was like pretty rough year in a lot of ways. And we're just ready to, you know, it's going to be like a motivational speech set to disco music or something.
Wow, that's we do need it in this country, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we do too.
Ok, allora, in realtà il video viene fatto da un loro amico che è anche in tour con loro. Si tratta di un video che viene creato proprio dal vivo, ma il punto fondamentale è il tema di questa performance, che è I Want My Life Back, ovvero sia rivoglio la mia vita. Il 2010 è stato un anno tosto e di conseguenza Taraka ci dice che questo specie di concerto, questa specie di performance con musica e video, la musica e il video saranno in qualche modo una sorta di discorso motivazionale per ridarci la nostra vita in questo 2011. Thank you so much. Go back to your room and rest, and so you'll be ready for Saturday's night show. Thank you so much for being with us, and take care. See you on Saturday, okay?
Grazie.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.